I want to take amen just a few minutes tonight, Lord willing, and I want to try to preach on this thought, looking through the fire, what old Nebuchadnezzar saw. Amen. I don't say he saw some things that changed him. Wouldn't you agree with me? Amen. Amen. Their testimony was, we're not going to serve your gods. Amen. I mean, they looked at that furnace, and that furnace didn't bother them one bit. Amen. We'd turn, if the world was to put us in that space, you to serve God or else, amen. I wonder how fast it'd take us to, amen, jump on the world side. Amen. Now, think about these men, think about, amen, what they did, and amen, listen. I mean, they were men that gave their life to God. They were men that dedicated their life to God. I want to say, amen, that's what we need nowadays. Amen. People just sell out. You know, you don't hear much preaching on that nowadays. Amen. It ain't real popular. But you know what God still wants you and me to do? He wants us to sell out. Amen. Hey, can I tell you this? An old sinner ain't never going to get saved unless he ever gets to the place where he's going to sell out on sin and forsake the sin that he loves. Amen. And flee to the loving Son of God. They don't preach that no more neither. Amen. You know why? That's why you see in some of these old professions, but there ain't never no life change. But I'll tell you, when an old sinner gets sick of his sin, he'll sell out on his sin. And I'm telling you, he'll turn to God. Amen. He'll come down an old-fashioned altar of repentance. Amen. You won't have to keep pulling him. Hey, there'll be something in him. Praise God. He'll love the church. He'll love the things of God. Amen. He'll want to please God. He'll want to give his life to God. I'm telling you, blessed be God, that's something wrong when you have to keep pumping and pumping and pumping. Amen. Amen. I'm going to say to you, I mean, these men, amen. I mean, they'd sold their life out to God. They'd done, amen, Daniel and these four boys. They said, we're not eating the king's meat. We're not drinking the king's wine. Amen. We're going to live for God. We're going to be different. Amen. We're not, hey, we're saved. We're not no better than nobody else, but this is just the way God led us. You know, it'd be a blessing if we'd get a bunch of young people, amen, a bunch of people just make their mind up. They're not going to try to be haughty. They're not going to try to be headed, high-minded, amen, but they'd just come to a place again where they'd say, Lord, would you just let us be a little different? Would you just let our life, amen, be one and be well pleasing in your eyes. Lord, would you let our life be a light? Amen. In the dark, said that no sinner could see a light in the dark work in the world. Amen. And glorify our Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. Oh, I'll tell you, blessed be God. I'll tell you, a lot of people didn't know a lot of stuff. But I'm telling you, there's some people that knew these boys were different. Knew these boys loved God. Knew these boys were real. I'm telling you, it'd do us good. Amen. If we just purpose in our heart. Amen. Amen. Just let the Lord have His way in our life and make us real before a dark, godless world that they might glorify our, see our worth and glorify our Father in heaven. Amen. Amen. I say looking through the fire, what Nebuchadnezzar, I want to say number one, he saw men of character. Amen. You know, that's what we ain't got much nowadays. Ain't got much character. Amen. They don't teach it. They don't try to build it. They don't try to put it in people. And go, you know what? They're too busy not trying to, amen. If you're going to build character in somebody, you know how you're going to build it? Amen. You're going to have to cross them a lot of times. Amen. That's good preaching right there for them doing it. I'm trying to tell you, hey, when you start trying to put character in somebody and you start, it's going to go cross the grain. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, blessed be God, He saw men of character. Hey, these men wasn't, hey, listen, they had their mind made up. These were good men. They were clean men. They wasn't flopping around, fooling around in the world, amen, they wasn't tainted with the smell of Babylon, but these were men that they knew who they was. They said these certain Jews over here that you appointed, amen. I'm telling you, blessed be God, he knew who they was. I'm telling you, hey, he knew that these was men of character. And I say, God, give us some character, people. Amen. He saw men that had character. Amen. I mean, amen. I want to say, you know what, Nebuchadnezzar, he not only saw men that had character, amen, but he saw men, amen. Hey, listen, if they had, you know, they had character, but you know why they had character? Because they got them some real old-time, old-fashioned convictions, amen. And them good old-time, old-fashioned convictions, they'll build character, amen. That's purpose in your life. I'm going to live for God. I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to be clean. I'm going to live for God. I'm going to dedicate my life. I'm going to separate my life. I'm going to set my life apart. Amen. Let God, amen, make me a vessel of honor. I want to be a vessel to be well-pleasing in the sight of God. I want to be a vessel, amen, that God can pour me, amen, when I'm empty. God can fill me up. God can pour me out. And God can fill me up. And God can pour me out. Amen. Amen. I want to be somebody that can give somebody in a dry world a good thirst, a good drink. Amen. To bring refreshing unto their life. I'm telling you, convictions, they'll do that for you. Hey, good Bible convictions won't make you a Pharisee. Amen. Amen. Nowadays, Brother Charlie, you know what they call us? They call us legalists. I ain't no dadgum legalist. Amen. Yet I ain't illegal neither. Amen. I ain't no legalist. I don't believe you get saved by grace plus this plus that. Amen. That's being legal. Amen. I believe you get saved by grace through faith. And that's not of yourselves, but it's a gift of God. Amen. I'm going to tell you, praise be unto God. Listen to me. Hey, I love old time holiness. Amen. I love old time righteousness. And if you're a child of God, there ought to be something down in you. Amen. Wants to push you toward holiness. Push you toward pleasing God. I'm telling you, the Bible said it. The Lord, He said, be ye holy, for I am holy, and without holiness no man shall see the Lord. I'm telling you, we ought not want to act like Babylon. We ought not want to dress like Babylon. We ought not want to talk like Babylon. We ought to want to be different. We ought to want to have a part of our life. We want to walk circumspectly. We want men to know that we're a child of the living God. Amen. See, you're going to have old-fashioned convictions. You girls, Britney Spears, ain't going to tell you how to dress. Amen. Hollywood not going to tell you how to dress. Amen. Hey, little old, amen. I get tickled at them. They get all, these old goofy boys, and go get them 4 or 5 earrings. Amen. Amen. They always told me women wore earrings. So, amen. That's a little faggy to me. I mean, go wear them. Amen. Go wear them in necklaces. Amen. Walking around like the He-Man. Amen. But you still got a woman's necklace on. Something matter with you. Amen. Amen. I'm talking about living godly, godly, godly. If you're saved by the grace of God, amen, the world ought not dictate to you the way you live. Amen. I'm telling you, God didn't give you dress standards that come out of Rome. Amen. And Babylon, God give you their dress standards that come right out of the Word of the living God. Amen. And I'm telling you, blessed be God, it's high time as children of God. Amen. If the world knows what we are, we ought to dress right, talk right, act right. Amen. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you, these people, this world ought to be able to take notes and see if we're Christians. I'll tell you what you can do. You go to any one of these Arab bins and you'll know Arab runs it. Amen. You can go to one of these Indian motels. Boy, I'm going to tell you, you can go in there, amen. Remind me of going in a hippie compound every time. Amen. You smell that old stinking incense. And you smell all that other stuff, amen. Blessed be God. How can you tell what they are? Because the way they smell and the way they look. I mean, every one of them women, I think evidently, they must paint that little dot on them where if they get tarred at them, they can take a shot at them. But you know what they are? Because that's the Indian culture. Amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you. Amen. Hey, listen. The children of God. Amen. We got an identity. It's Christ. Amen. And it's God, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. I'm telling you, it ought to produce some kind of righteousness in us. I'm telling you, men ought to take note and say we've been with Jesus. I'm telling you, that Bible said they call them first Christians. Where? At Antioch. Why? I'm telling you, because they act like Christ. They walk like Christ. They talk like Christ. They dress like Christ. They ate like Christ. They look like Christ. And I'm telling you, blessed be God, it's high time for the children of the living God to get back to acting the same way and get back to old-fashioned, old-time, old-fashioned religion one more time. Amen. They were men of conviction. You say standard in most Baptist churches, you might as well cuss. Amen. You're a Pharisee. I ain't no Pharisee. I just want to live right. Amen. I mean, I realize God got to give every man a light. Amen. What may be wrong to me may not be wrong with you. Amen. But I'm telling you, one of these days God turns the light on, it'll be wrong. Amen. I'm talking about these men, they had convictions. Wouldn't you agree with that? Amen. I mean, they said, don't matter us. God delivers us not. We still not go bow down and worship your God. Amen. Be it known unto thee, amen. If he don't deliver us, that's all right. But we still not going to worship your God. Amen. We don't matter if it makes you mad or not. Said that he can deliver us out of the furnace. And we know he's going to deliver us out of your hand, you goofball. Amen. I'm telling you, blessed be God. Oh, that old boy got mad, but I'll tell you, it didn't make no difference. When he said crank the fire up, get it more hotter, they didn't start saying, well, let's think about it. They just said, boys, well, thank God. We think of me. Counted worthy to suffer for the name of our Lord. I'm telling you, them men wasn't gloating and glorying. Amen. They think to be persecuted, but they just was doing right. I'm telling you, they wasn't looking for a way to become a martyr, but they just looking in for a way to do right and to please God. And if they died, so be it. They're going to die trusting God. I'm saying to you, blessed be God, I'm talking about conviction, conviction, conviction. I'm telling you, if you got convictions down in your soul, you'll die with convictions. Amen. But if it's preference, you'll forsake it and run from it. Amen. I mean, had faith in God, made their mind up they was going to honor God, and if they died honoring God, so be it. Amen. Amen. I'm talking about convictions. You're just going to stay with God, no matter what. Whether it's proper, you know what? You're going to stay with God. Whether everybody else makes fun of you, that ain't going to bother, that ain't going to shake you, that ain't going to bother you, amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you what, blessed be God, you're just going to go all the way. I mean, what Ted's doing, amen, there's some people they'll worship God if all goes well and is convenient. But it wasn't convenient for these old boys, but you know what they did? They're just going to go ahead and sell out and serve God anyhow. Amen. There's some people they'll serve God. Amen. Hey, listen, as long as, amen, it don't affect their position. These men already had a position, but they're fixing to lose it all. They're looking at a fiery furnace. But I'm telling you, that conviction wouldn't let them draw back. Amen. They knew who the God of Israel was. They knew where they'd had their faith put and planted. Amen. And they're going to die for it. Amen. I want to say this, listen, there's some people, amen, hey, listen, popularity and applause are very important to them, and if they don't get it, guess what? They ain't going to serve God. But that wasn't the case of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen, they didn't get no applause. They want them dead. Many folks would give, amen, an offering plate if it helps to prosper them. Amen. But this wasn't going to prosper them. This going to burn them up. But you know what they did? They said, so be it, like the fire, baby. We're going all the way with God. You know what some of you young couples in here need to do? Some of you young people in here need to do? You need to take a look at some of the young people that's going on before you. Amen. Where they flopped, messed up, amen. And they didn't stay true. You ought to purpose in your heart like Daniel, amen. By the help and the grace of God, amen. We're not going to go that path. I believe we'd just set out and stay with the church, stay with God. Amen. Every now and then we get our boat cheered. That'll be good for us. We can get down an old-fashioned altar of repentance, amen. ask God to help us. Amen. Let God pour some oil in on us where we've been wounded. Amen. Just get up and go on down the road for God and try to glorify God in our life. I'm talking about get us some convictions. Amen. That we can raise our children with. I'm talking about that'll help you. Amen. I mean, there's just some things I wouldn't let my kids do. And you'd be surprised that people say, well, you being too hard. But I still wouldn't let them do it. Then a lot of time my kids said, you too hard. But that's all right. I just let them go home, be mad, and sull over it. Amen. It's been good for them now if they got older. There have been some people in Shady Acre Baptist Church that I wouldn't let my kids spend the night with. Amen. And there's some people went ahead and let their spend the night with them. Now they wish to God they hadn't let them spend the night with them. Amen. Because their kids are just as full of hell as their kids was. Amen. I'm talking about amen convictions. You listen to me. I'm talking about just doing right. I'm talking about trying to please God. I'm talking about amen accepting your responsibility. One day you're going to face God. Amen. How you live for God. Amen. So you better try to live for God the best way you know how. And get in this old Bible. Amen. Let God clean you up. Let God perfect you. Amen. Let God put something down in you and give you some character. Amen. And give you some convictions and some holiness that's real. Amen. Give you some joy and a song down in your heart. And I'm telling you, 27, 28 years from now, or maybe you can stand up on a platform somewhere and got your whole family with you. Amen. And say, I don't know how all this happened, but if I can tell you this, I just stayed with God. Amen. And through all the messes, through all the blunders somehow, amen, I don't know how God done it, but God done it in hell. And I'm telling you, thank God Almighty. Hey, listen, I'm glad I just stayed with a church. I'm glad I just stayed around no Bible preaching. I'm glad I just let the preacher shear my bones. I'm glad I made my mind up not to never let no kind of preacher run me out of the church of God. I'm saying to you, your purpose in your life tonight, don't let nobody preach hard enough to ever get you out the door. Amen. Don't let them preach you out. Let them preach you in. You know what Nebuchadnezzar saw? He saw men that had conviction. They said, crank her up. He saw men, amen, amen, that their crisis wasn't going to hurt them, but their crisis is going to help them. You know, I think it's a sad time. You can see some people going through things. And after a while, amen, you hang around them, amen, you won't shoot yourself. You know I'm telling the truth. God forbid that you ask them how they're doing. We've got some people in our church, amen. I mean, every time you see them, nobody knows. Man, I mean, their old ears is flopped over like an old long-eared Missouri mule, amen. Ain't been happy, amen. I'm mad at everybody because he's born, amen. But I'm going to tell you, amen, hey, if God be down in your heart, amen, in the middle of adversity, amen, we can have joy. Hey, I'm telling you, old Paul said, most gladly will I glory in mine infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest on me. He said, for when I'm weak, then am I strong. I'm telling you, hey, listen, we can abound, we can abound. I'm telling you, when the pressure's on, praise be unto God. That's when we ought to have a song down in our heart. I mean, that Bible said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, and he despised the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. I'm telling you something tonight. He looked at Calvary. He looked at all the suffering. He looked at all the sin that was going to be placed on him. He said, it's joyful. I'm telling you, thank God Almighty. And the reason is joyful, because he's taking God's hand, and he's taking my hand, and he's putting us together. And I'm telling you, thank God we reconciled tonight. I'm telling you, the king and the beggar. I'm telling you, he counted his joy to suffer. I'm going to tell you something now. No telling who your life would affect for God. Amen. Then your trials, they seen you smiling instead of whining and complaining. Amen. I got tickled. I still get tickled. Everybody said, well, old Brother Jack said, he always said he hated whiners. He said, what he really meant to say is he hated whining. I said, no, what he meant to say is he hated whiners. Whiners, there's a difference in whining and ers. Amen. The ers is the people that's doing the whining. Amen. He hated them. He couldn't stand it. Don't get up, amen, in a service and start belly aching and complaining, amen, till he sets you right down, amen. Hey, I'm telling you, praise be unto God. He didn't look in death right in the face. He paid that man in cash money. Finally, that old boy said, who's this funeral for? He said, me. That old guy said, well, you're kind of looking forward to it. He said, you can't scare me with heaven. Amen. Buddy, I'm going to tell you what. When some of us is going through the fire, son, it ought to be on CNN headline news. I mean, these old boys, son, they just shout the victory. Amen. I mean, hey, that Christ didn't hurt them, and the reason it didn't hurt them is because they had courage. And the reason they had courage is because they had confidence in God. You ever get confidence in God that He's able to take care of you? Amen. There ain't nothing in this world you can't go through. Amen. Just trying to tell you tonight, these old boys, they're looking for God. And I mean, they pissed them off in there. I'd say that's a pretty big furnace. It's big enough for four men to walk around in. Amen. And it's big enough for them to dance in. You get four drunk men dancing in a little, amen, it's going to have to be bigger than a four before. I mean, you can read in their text, amen. You can read, amen, said he fold them in there. You know what they want to do? The world won't burn everything, amen, that it remembered. Fold them in their hats and their holes, them, amen, everything. The tight clothes that they wore, hey, that meant they was godly, amen. That meant they was served the God of Israel, amen. They didn't have, they wanted to get rid of and destroy everything, amen, that was on them. But I'm going to tell you, blessed be God, I'm telling you, all of a sudden, boy, they chunked them off in that fire. I'm telling you, they bound them down, throwed them down in their head first, and the Lord just flipped them over right on their feet and untied the cords, amen, and said, hey, boys, I've been waiting on you, amen. There's a shouting of victory in there walking around. Boy, old Shadrach stuck his tongue out on Nebuchadnezzar's. He's accounting, amen. He said, oh, he said something wrong. He said, I'm the king. I know I can count, amen. Oh, but I'm telling you, he said, how many did we throw? He said, didn't we throw three? He said, what in the world is the fourth one doing in there? He said, I'll tell you, it's something different about that fourth one. He said, he looks like the Son of God. They told me in Bible college that was a mistranslation. They said, how could a heathen king know that that was the Son of God? I said, real easy. Like I did when I got saved by the grace of God. Amen. I just knew him as Jesus. Amen. Oh, but I'm going to tell you one day, at the end of an old two-week revival meeting, amen, last Sunday morning about 11:45, I got a look at him. Amen. I recognized, amen, he's more than Jesus. Amen. He is Jesus, the Son of the living God. Amen. Boy, I'm going to tell you, I realized all of a sudden, amen, he's God Almighty. And I'd sinned and I'd violated the law of God and I'd broke everything I knew could be broke. Boy, I bowed down on my knees and I cried holy. And I said, Lord, would you save this old sinner? And I said, thank God Almighty. I said, that's what happened to old Nebuchadnezzar. Same revelation I got, amen, when I got saved. It's the same revelation he got. Amen, when he looked in the fire. And I know you won't believe this, but I told that professor, I said, you might be lost if you ain't never had no revelation. I know you won't believe this, but he got mad. I mean, here he is walking around. And the only thing that the fire's burn off of him is the cords that the world's bound them down with. You know the only thing the fire's going to burn off of you? Amen. It's what you've been bound down with this old world by. Amen. You know what the fire, the whole purpose of the fire is to free you. You're running from the very thing that God's going to use to make you, amen, to conform you more in the image of Jesus Christ, make you look more like His Son. Amen. Change you from glory unto glory. Amen. I'm telling you, you just need to submit to the will of God. Amen. And if it's crashed, so be it. Amen. And you just need to set yourself in the boat, amen, say, God, here I am, I'm along for the ride. If you crash me in the rock, so be it. All I want to be better than what I am right now. I've got a lot of baggage, I've got a lot of junk, amen, but boy, I'm going to tell you, Lord, if you got to pass me through that fire, amen, just pass me through, amen, give me the grace to stand. I'm telling you, thank God Almighty, you'll come out on the other side saying, glory be to God. I'm telling you, like old Paul, he said, brethren, he said, these things fell on me for the furtherance of the gospel. I'm telling you, thank God Almighty. Amen. You can see when you go through the fire what you really got. I mean, what's really down in your heart. I'm telling you, thank God. Hey, we ought to ask God to help us get to a place that we suffer well when it's our time to suffer. Amen. I mean, they said, we'll destroy you. But you notice, they come out with their hats. They come out with their hosen. They come out with their identity. Amen. And it was better than when they went in. Amen. And if you just get to the place, hey, and I'm going to tell you young couples, be a good cheer. Amen. If you haven't went through some troubles yet, cheer up. You'll have fun for long. Amen. There's going to be some heartaches. There's going to be some troubles. I helped some of you mom and daddies, lad, now they ain't never going to give you another nickel. Ain't that a blessing? I'm just carrying on. What I'm trying to say to you, looking through the fire, he saw men at crisis. Didn't hurt them, but it helped them. Instead of screaming and hollering in the fire, well, God, why is this happening? Know what this is doing? It's rejoicing in the Lord because the sun. They found out it was cooler in the fire and on the, with the Lord and on the outside without him. You know, most times, you know what the storms of life are designed for? Get you close to God. Problems ain't designed to get you away from God. Problems are designed to push you toward God. Old Job lost everything he had. He said, though he slay me, yet will I serve him. Yet will I trust him. Ain't nobody ever been rich as Job. That's what God said. Said the richest man in all earth. God said also, said about Job, said he's perfect. Now, if God says you're perfect, you got pretty good standing, wouldn't you agree? One guy told me, well, that God didn't mean perfect like we found. I said, no, God don't need you to educate him. He know what perfect means. He's perfect. Amen. He said he's perfect and upright and he sheweth evil. And God said, I guarantee you. Said he won't let me down. Amen. God had confidence in Job. I wonder how much confidence he got in you and me. Amen. I had to ask myself that a lot of times. When it all got done said with, I bet when I mentioned Job's name two or three times, the devil just cringed and said, God, I wish you wouldn't talk about that. Amen. He whooped socks off me. Storms didn't destroy him. Storms made him better. Wasn't Nebuchadnezzar still looking through the fire table? I'll tell you. He saw men that Christ honored. Because they stood, the Lord stood with them. Amen. Amen. And old Nebuchadnezzar, he said, y'all come out of here right now. He said, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. And the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. They're already in pretty good shape. He blessed them because of their faith in God. He blessed them, amen, because they were submitted to the will of God. Didn't make no difference if they died or they lived. They still wasn't gonna bow down. And amen. Then you can look and see. God rewarded them, amen, gave them a new freedom. You listening to me? Amen. I want to say they wasn't saved from the fiery burning furnace, but they were saved in it. You listening to me? Me and you might not be saved from a fiery burning furnace, but we can be saved in it. Amen. I'm telling you, they found because they stayed with God and served God and sold out to God, they found a new source of fellowship. Amen. And they received a new opportunity for service. You listen to me. And I'm telling you, ain't no telling how God could use us. We just make our mind up. We ain't going to sell out. We ain't going to bend. We ain't going to bow. And we ain't going to burn. Amen. We're going to have to learn to stand still. We're going to have to learn to stand up. Amen. We're going to have to learn that we may have to stand alone. Amen. Wasn't nobody else. Wasn't none of them other Jews saying, well, glory to God. If they go, I'm going. No, no, no. They had to stand alone. Last of all, you know what? They learned what it was to find out how to stand in the power of God. Amen. It just seems like God just make your mind up. You know what I feel like, Brother Charlie? And maybe I'm wrong. You the pastor here. And if I'm wrong, you can get up. But I just feel like, you know what God's trying to do in this meeting? He's just trying to draw some people real close. He's trying to draw some of these young people real close. He's trying to draw some of these older people just real close. Just let go of amen and let God have control of your children. Let God have control of your life. Amen. And just let God, just trust Him. You do that, God probably honor you. Some of you young couples, hey, you think it was hard? Hey, it wasn't hard. Man, we have lived in some crazy places. We lived in a 20-foot camper. Amen. Before we was ever on the road. She laid at one end, I laid at the other, and we touched hands. 110 degrees. Amen. Well, I don't know how hot hell is, but that had a good beginning. I'm just telling you. Amen. Boy, I'm going to tell you, and just struggle and try to make it, amen. But we just made our mind up. I remember us making a vow. Boy, we'd just say, Lord, let us stick with you. We'd go to the altar, amen. Sparks would fly every now and then. And I ain't talking about good sparks. I mean, we'd disagree on something. I mean, the sparks would fly upward, amen, and downward and sideways and acrossways, amen. I never believed in flying saucers until she married me, amen. I'm just carrying on about that now, eh? But, buddy, I'm going to tell you, do you know what we did? We just stayed with God. Just stayed with God. Amen. Through the midst of it somehow, I got a hold of that verse. He said, let not the sun go down on your wrath. So I was always busy trying to make up. Amen. Amen. I'd make a mad or wet hornet. Amen. And then try to make up weather before the sun went down. And my mama wouldn't be no help. She said, you're going to love him, but you're going to want to kill him. Amen. But we just stuck it out. You know what we did? Let me give you this passage along life's highway. We never used the word divorce in our home. It wasn't allowed. I never told her one time I'm leaving. We going to separate? No, sir. We didn't do it. We made a vow. Amen. I made a vow to her old mom and daddy. I made a vow to my God. I made a vow to my church. Amen. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, praise God for better or worse. Amen. I got the better. She got the worse. She listened to me. Praise God. And she realizes that tonight. But you know what she did? She just stuck it out. Every now and then I tell her, we'd be riding down the road in the bus. People would pull up beside that bus and they'd say, who's in there? I said, me. I'll pull up at one of them fuel islands and start filling that bus up. And once that first 100 go by, second 100 go by, and then I start getting weak on my knees. Amen. And some of them old entertainers would come up there and say, well, what do you do? I said, I'm a preacher. Amen. Hey, well, how in the world did you get this? I said, God. Amen. That's all I can tell you. And I'll tell her, you're living like a Hollywood movie star. Perpetual vacation riding around. Sit up in the winter and just wave at people. Little old kids come by, amen. Well, beauty queens don't last but a year, but I said, look at you, praise God. You've been 13 years out here just waving at people going down, amen. I said, praise God, amen. Ain't a Hollywood actress in Hollywood ever been treated as good as you is, amen. I'm just carrying on now. God's been good to us. We just made our mind up we're going to keep our kids in the church. Wasn't going to talk about the preacher. Wasn't going to let our friendships go no deeper than the church. It got wrong with the church. Guess what? It got wrong with us. Amen. It's a whole lot easier that way. And now, since 1978, how many years is that? I can't count, amen. I know 98's 20, amen. How many years is that past 98? God's 2000, huh? 28 years. Is that right? Praise God, here we are, we still shouting the victory, amen. But there's a lot of them that say, oh, you know, they's going to be friends, that bunch of devils, amen. You know what? They're out. We still just going on. And I don't regret a mile. If I had it to do all over again, I'd do it again. Wouldn't you, honey? Amen. God's been good to us. Amen. Been good to us. Amen. She told me, she tells a lot of people now when she gets up and testifies about how she was saved as a bus kid. And now she's just an eternal bus kid. Amen. Amen. I've been telling her one of these days, the Lord's going to let me finish that bus. God's been good to us. I appreciate it. I'm going to tell you something tonight. If you just surrender and give your life to God, there ain't no telling what God do. You don't know how far God could take you if you just sell out to God here tonight. Amen. Father, thank you for your goodness. Lord, I hope something we said has been a help, a blessing. I want to thank you for Brother Charlie. I want to thank you for this good church. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for being good to our family. Lord, I want to thank you for that old preacher. God told me 28 years ago, boy, fall in love with the church and say you'll never live to regret it. Lord, he gone now. I'm just trying to preach around the country what he told me. If I do, it'd help me. And Lord, it's been a blessing to me. Lord, I pray, God, that you'd help these young couples. I pray, God, that you'd help this church. God, just bring it together, Lord, in such a way, Lord, that glorify thy good name. Lord, build a fire here, God. Lord, when people drive by Circlewood, they'll see God dwelling in this place. Father, we'll glorify thy good name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.